This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
HD!
It did not need all that.
It does. Look at it. Look at it. You can high def see my zit.
That's how we're going to start it?
Yeah, it's okay. Annoying, man. Okay. I don't know. Like, we record a podcast episode every 2 weeks, and this is the week that I decide to turn into a teenager.
Well, that's what happens, right? Especially when you're eating all the stuff that we're eating. Tis the season.
We did eat, and we did eat good on Thanksgiving.
It was so good.
It was good. So I cooked a turkey on a Traeger, right?
Oh, here we go with your ego.
It was so good. It was one of the best turkeys I've ever had.
And everybody told him so.
Oh, yeah. It was so good. I injected the turkey with Creole butter.
Our kiddo was so grossed out.
Yeah, it was weird. So the injector, it's like a big needle.
Mm-hmm.
And you stick it into the breast and you essentially pump it full of butter. I gave it to our kid because she was like, I want to do it. And I let her do it. And she physically shook like, oh, that's gross. And I was like, well, don't do it no more. She said, no, but I want to. It was the weirdest thing. She was like grossed out, but at the same time, she liked it.
I mean, it did taste really good, though.
It was good.
Very good. I'll stroke your ego a little bit.
Turkey's hard to cook and not let it get dry.
Right.
But that was super good.
It was a very good turkey.
Yeah.
Say it one more time. Then we also had...
No, say it one more time.
It was really good, honey. Yeah. We also had pumpkin pie. We had these little praline things. We had cake
because it was like a belated birthday for me.
Yep. So it was all the things, right? So it's not... It's not because of you.
I'm still looking down.
Stay up. Yeah. So we got a new light. We got a new camera.
This light is the size of your anus.
Wait, the planet?
No.
Oh, okay.
Your anus.
Oh, okay. It's brighter than the Florida sun.
It is. I do feel like every time we do a podcast episode, we must apply sunscreen.
Feel like we just keep amping up our little studio here in our extra bedroom of our house.
We do.
We're acting our pay grade, though.
Yeah, this light's so big that I can't really walk around in here, and I feel the heat from it. That's how close it is.
But I'm glad for the heat because I'm freaking cold right now.
Florida's stupid.
It is going through a mood swing because it is so cold.
It's making me mad.
It was, what, 49 this morning?
This morning, yeah. And you decided, I don't know what hair crawled up your ass, but good Lord. Oh, my God. Time to get up. We got to go eat. I'm like, no,
I wanted hot coffee.
We have a Keurig.
We do, but I wanted hot coffee and hot breakfast, and we talked about it last night, so it was time. It was time to get up and go get breakfast.
We did talk about it last night, and that's our weekly tradition, I guess, is either on Saturday or Sunday, we go out to breakfast.
Family breakfast, yes.
Family breakfast, because honestly, I feel like, especially on the weekends, that is all of our favorite meal of the day.
Mm-hmm. Yes, big breakfast, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
And then during the week, it's, you know, family dinners, but typically that morning on a weekend.
Yeah.
Give me some hot coffee because I was frozen.
And speaking of family dinners, we've begun just recently. I know it took a while, but putting our phones away.
Yeah. I mean, I think we've tried to do that for a while, but we're making a point of it.
We are actually physically putting our phones somewhere where it's out of reach and you can't hear it. You can't respond. And it makes a big difference.
It does. But the things that we do for entertainment at the table just seems to keep devolving into
the game that we do. So we've mouthed random sounds. We don't say it. We don't physically say it out loud, but we mouth it. And then like that. And then the other people have to guess what you were saying. It's the weirdest thing, but it is fun.
We do that. We try to make each other laugh.
We do Alexa Jeopardy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Alexa 20 questions. Alexa, who smarter than a fifth grader.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoy all those Alexa games. They're pretty fun. Uh-oh.
Don't say that too loud.
No, she's listening.
But I think overall, you know, we're trying to really get in the spirit right now, especially with the cold weather.
I'm not.
Why?
You guys are nuts.
You are so humbug.
I'm not. You say that, but I am not. You know I'm not humbug. It's just not December yet.
We'll get to that in a moment. But we recently, along with family members, went to Busch Gardens, and we did the Christmastown experience.
Yes. And for the most part, I'm not going to say I was super, super impressed. I think Disney is a lot better, like decorations and Christmassy stuff. But there were some highlights, I think.
You can't even compare it to Disney. No, you cannot. Disney and Universal are like top tier. Like they go, they're huge parks. They go all out. They have a huge, huge budget. You can't even put Tampa Bay Busch Gardens in the same category.
Yeah, but the fact that we spent $1,100 for the year for three season passes makes me think that yes, we can put it on that level.
No, because it's very expensive. Say it like that.
It's very expensive.
Ew.
I mean, we have gotten our money's worth. We've been to, so we have platinum passes, which is their top level. It comes with free parking, which I think is at least $30 every time you go per car. And then we went to
preferred parking.
Yeah. So you get the upfront parking. You don't have to ride the little
tram
peasant mobile. I'm not saying that as an insult, but it sucks.
It's a perk.
Yeah, it's a perk. You can walk right to your car and not have to wait in line after you're done at the park. Anyway, we went to SeaWorld. We went to Busch Gardens a bunch of times. We went to Aquatica. Didn't go to Aquatica. We went to Adventure Island.
There you go.
The only one we haven't been to
is Aquatica.
Is Aquatica, not Club.
Okay. So, yeah. But we also get a bunch of passes with our membership. So we get to take family members. I think it's paid for itself. But
it has, just based on, we went to Busch Gardens a couple months back, and we had a party of nine.
Yep.
So
us, you think, three included. Yep.
Yeah. But so six additional people. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We've done three times now?
Yeah, we brought your side of the family, then we brought my side of the family to SeaWorld.
Mm-hmm.
And we spent the day at SeaWorld with my parents.
Yep.
So it definitely has paid for itself, but I still don't think it was up there with Disney. I don't know how the heck they do all that stuff.
Magic.
It is.
It really is. I don't think you can compare Busch Gardens to Disney, but
I'm just saying based on pricing.
But the overall experience that we had at Christmastown at Busch Gardens this year, I think was, I enjoyed it. I mean,
was it worth going to? I say yes.
Yeah.
At least once.
Yes.
And the reason why I say that, Christmas on Ice, they have the little skate show. It was good. I'm not going to lie, though. When we walked into that auditorium to watch it, I was like, this is going to suck.
Well, okay, so they have like 2 feet of the ice showing, and you're like, what is that? But then they have this screen, right? And the screen, they're playing interviews with the performers. Yep. And trying to get you in the Christmas mood. And then the screen rolls up, and then it's like a 50-foot ice rink.
But the fact that it was at first just those like 6 feet, I was like, what are they going to do?
On that little bit.
Yeah, I was like, what are they going
to
do?
I thought it was just going to be a show on the screen, to be honest.
That's what I thought, too, because it was covering everything, and then all of a sudden that lifts away. I was like, I see what you did there.
Yeah, it was real. That part was probably my absolute favorite, because watching our kiddo watch the show.
Yeah,
that was awesome. Her face was so focused on it. She was, you know, on everything.
Yep.
Did you see that? Like,
and the first thing she said when we left was, I want to learn how to skate. So, you know, it had an effect on her when she's all into it and she wants to go out and now ice skate.
Absolutely. That was probably one of my favorite parts. I mean, you know, the lights throughout the park were really pretty.
Yeah.
Then they had a couple of other experiences where it was Mrs. Claus reads a bedtime story. And then
I fell asleep.
You can meet an ice princess. You can, you know, different experiences. But then we got towards the end of the park, and it was the North Pole experience, with Santa.
That was the best part to me.
I mean, I agree. That part was really good.
I mean, I guess it was the best part because of how interactive it was for our kiddo.
Uh-huh.
Like the Christmas on Ice thing, yeah, she loved it, but she's not involved. She's just watching. This, like, it's this building. It looks like a house that's in the middle of the park, and they completely dress it up as you're in the North Pole. It's called the North Pole Experience, and you walk in, and there's elves everywhere. Not real elves. Where are they?
They're North Pole elves, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Anyways, and they're asking the kid, has your elf arrived yet? They try to remember your elf's name. They talk about, you know, what you're about to do. They really try and get the kid involved with the experience. And then you start walking down the hallway.
It's so funny.
It's covered in holly. It's very cute. And you get to a door and you have to use your magic in order to open the door, and out pops Santa. And Santa was amazing. Like, they were doing funny faces together and taking pictures, but then also had the serious ones, the way they interacted together. Like, it was a really cute experience.
I think so, too. I think it was really good. The only thing was, I think Santa was a little tuned up. Just a little bit. He slurred a couple times, and I don't blame him. I'm not
dealing with kids all day.
I'm not knocking him for it, because I probably would, too, if that was, you know, my gig. But yeah, he was a little tuned up, and he slurred a couple times, and I was like, Santa.
A little too much eggnog, Santa.
You like that Jack Daniels, don't you, Santa?
But I mean, I think seeing the lights throughout the park and those two things were like the big standout.
Yes.
So, I mean, I thought it was good.
It was good. I don't think I would ever. I would go again to bring like our nephews and stuff, but I wouldn't see Disney. I would go to the same park again.
Over and over and over
this
again.
I wouldn't purposefully go to Christmas Town again unless they announce something new or something like that.
Yeah, or you're bringing somebody new.
Yeah, like I wouldn't bring us three again on purpose.
Me.
I just don't. It was okay. It was good to see once.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing, too, is it's getting chilly out. So the animal stuff is, a lot of it's closed.
Yeah.
Understandable, but
the monkeys.
Don't go there and think you're going to see all kinds of their animal experiences and all that. But I mean, it was good. I would definitely recommend it at least once.
Awesome. So the great debate right now is whether or not you put up your Christmas decorations. I think that's, you know, on all social media is, Do you put up Christmas decorations before Thanksgiving or after, or on a specific, you know, December 1st, for example? And I think for us, for me specifically, it's the day after Thanksgiving. That's when everything goes up. You can start putting up your Christmas decorations, which we started to do. We finally finished today. But all of our Christmas decorations are up.
See, and I thought about this a little bit. I don't think you should do it until December, but at the same time, you have time off for Thanksgiving.
Right.
So that makes sense to me. But I do think it's early when you're putting stuff up and it's not even December yet.
I don't agree with that.
I don't like the stores that decide in October to put out Easter stuff.
That's so much, but I get your point. But I mean, overall, I think when it comes to decorating, it should be the day after Thanksgiving. But our kiddo was actually having an argument with one of her friends as to whether or not her birthday, our kiddo's birthday, is a couple of days before Christmas, is part of a winter birthday, or is it a fall birthday? So her birthday being in, you know, the early, well, a few days, 5 days before Christmas, we'll say. And that's technically before the winter season starts.
No. It's a winter birthday.
But winter starts on or around December 21st. I think it will be the 21st this year.
Who decided that? Because that's
God.
A crack hit. Well, you might want to take a couple steps back away from me, because I'm about to get struck by lightning.
Well, it's based
Sorry.
On...
Sorry.
It's based on the way the earth tilts,
well,
right?
Who decided to tilt it that way? It don't make sense.
God.
Sorry.
So
December is winter. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what the flippy flip of the earth is. December is winter.
Well, so in my head, I think I agree with you too, because it's like when you think of winter, you think of, you know, Christmas.
Yes.
So when do you start decorating for Christmas?
Yes. So, I don't.
Again, to me, right after Thanksgiving, we can call it winter.
I agree. I think like Thanksgiving to me is the last day of fall.
I agree.
Or the end of fall.
Yes. And then we are diving into winter directly thereafter. And
it's cold.
But it's like the holiday season, right? You don't get just saying December 21st is the beginning of winter. That's like 3 days before Christmas.
Yeah,
so,
I don't. And especially people that aren't in Florida, you're suffering from winter season.
In October.
In October. So, nah.
Mm-hmm.
Winter is in December.
Agreed.
December 1.
Yep, agreed.
That flippy flop earth thing is dumb.
That's science, honey.
Well, I'm a scientist.
It sounds like it. Yep. So, did you see what the new toy craze is for this year's Christmas gifts?
No, I bet. I can guess one of them is probably something to do with that Wicked movie.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait, what's your other guess?
I don't know.
You said you can guess one.
That's the only one that I'm guessing.
Okay, good. So, yeah, the Wicked dolls are out, you know, for purchase. And most recently, they had a little kerfuffle. A little kerfuffle with their packaging.
I read about this, and there ain't no way this happened on accident.
Right.
There ain't no way. How many people do these packaging things go through before they get released for mass production?
Right. Before they head out the door for people to buy. If you haven't heard, there was a QR code on the box for these dolls.
It took you straight to a porno site.
How?
I don't know.
How does that happen? So,
like, that's not even a good, like, to me, okay, maybe they had mock-ups and placeholder QR codes to design it and stuff, and that's not even a good placeholder. That's not safe for work. So all the people working on that at work should be fired for going to porn sites.
It doesn't even make any sense if that was a placeholder. It's like...
That's what I'm saying.
At one point, somebody had to have checked.
Yeah, somebody's like, oh, boop, uh-oh.
No, I don't.
I'm fired.
I don't think it was on accident either.
100%, it wasn't.
Somebody did something along the way.
Somebody trolled, and it made it probably a lot further than they expected.
AI did it.
They were like, uh-oh.
AI did it.
That was AI's Rickroll.
But I was thinking back on it. They say a lot of innuendo is in a lot of different Disney movies, a lot of different kids things, because they put it in there for the parents. But Kristen Bell, the actress who voiced Anna in Frozen, came out recently and said that she put, why have a ballroom with no balls? She did that on purpose for the parents. I'm just like, okay, but why? That honestly didn't connect for me at all until she said that. I'm like, oh, okay, maybe.
There's a difference between innuendo and a direct link, I think.
True.
Like, one is straight up, scan this code, go to porn site. One is, it could be taken a certain way.
Yeah, if they put that QR code up in the middle of a Disney movie.
Right. If a poster in the background in Woody's room had a QR code taking you to whatever porn site, that's not innuendo.
Uh-huh.
That's
blatant.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that it was on purpose.
I think so, too. Collect them. You know that they're getting pulled off the shelf.
If I had one of those things, I'd be sealing that thing up in a airtight, watertight container and putting it somewhere dark so that it doesn't get, you know, sun faded, and selling that thing when the time comes, because that is going to be worth buku bucks.
I can't imagine why it would be worth that, but I get your point.
It'll be worth that much because it is a legit collector's item that they stopped producing. They pulled the ones that existed. And you essentially have something that no one else can get.
I guess.
It's dumb, but that's what people like. Pokemon is another example. Like, if there's a misprint, if they spell something wrong on a card, those are worth more money. It's like, but that thing's broke. Yeah, that's why it's worth more. There's seven of them versus 10,000 of them.
I guess. Can you imagine someone giving it, who hasn't heard about the box issue, hasn't heard about the QR issue, actually giving that to their kid?
Well, hopefully their kid's young enough to not have a cell phone to scan it with.
But, I mean, what kid doesn't have a tablet these days?
Turn off your QR code scanners on your kid's tablet.
Turn off the camera.
Camera.
So I was thinking back in the day.
Did you hurt yourself?
Sometimes, but not about this. So back in the day, we used to go from the clubs, the bars that we would back in our 20s. And then we would go to IHOP and have, you know, early morning breakfast after, you know, a night of drinking, right? I was typically DD.
You never drunk. Drunk? You never drank.
I mean, not often. It's not my thing.
Well, if we would go out, we would go out to this place called Norris in Northern Virginia, and it was like a hookah bar. It's about the size of a shoebox, so you couldn't do nothing in there but sit down and drink. And you would have one at the beginning of the night, and then I would be getting plastered, and you would be, you know, that was it. Because you never really liked drinking at all.
No, I more go for either atmosphere, dancing, experience.
It wasn't just, it was your friends too.
Right. Yep. No, I've never been a big drinker. I have my moments, but not like that. But anyways, so, you know, after a night out, we'd go.
We're responsible.
Right. I would typically drive us to IHOP, and we would all get, you know, late night breakfast, sober up, drink some coffee, have some pancakes, and then go home.
Try to nurse the hangover.
Right. It's, you know, it's the sobering moment. It's the end of the night.
Yeah. It was like what do you call it? Downtime or unwind time.
There you go.
We were all hyped up. We were all partying. And now it's time to take a step back. It was like the next phase of our nightlife.
Right. Well,
I loved
now
it.
Combining IHOP with Applebee's.
Stupid. They're removing my unwind.
Exactly.
Because I'm going to go get me a Long Island iced tea from Applebee's.
But they also have all those specials, right? They had like dollar margaritas or whatever.
Yeah,
I
forget, it's like all
their specials that they would have.
Y'all want to go to IHOP to unwind and kind of, you know, refresh yourself.
The night.
It's time to go. And it's like, hey, we have happy hour all the time. Right. Dollar margarita. Well, give me seven. With my eggs.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I couldn't imagine back then in our 20s when it was end of the night, you go to IHOP, but now they have Applebee's.
I'm telling you.
I would never be able to get you to go home.
No. Well,
the party would never end.
Last call would kill it. That's one thing that will say.
Depending on where you live,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Because
I thought Virginia, last call everywhere was 2.
Yes, but here in Florida, I think Miami, I don't know what time last call is.
I don't think there is one, to be honest with you, because I had a friend who frequented Miami. And yeah, he said he would drink all night.
Right. So I don't think I would ever get you to be able to go home. Like,
no. Well, you'd have to drag me out of there.
Right.
That's so embarrassing. I look back on that stuff too, and I'm like,
well,
ugh.
You're young. You love it.
I know. But it's so gross.
But then to think you would be at an Applebee's.
Yeah.
Partying it up.
Yeah. Because knowing me, I would have went to the IHOPABEES and got me eggs and pancakes and bacon with a Long Island iced tea. It doesn't make sense. I'd be eating my breakfast while drinking, getting more drunk. It doesn't make sense. They're ruining it for me. I'm going to Denny's.
Yeah.
Or Waffle House.
Waffle House. That's the Florida classic.
Yeah. Waffle House warrior princess.
That lady was so strong.
She is just legit.
Chair out the air.
She got a chair thrown at her and she knocked it out of the air like it was nothing.
Uh-huh.
Savage.
Adrenaline.
Savage.
Adrenaline.
If I would have done that and somebody knocked a chair out of the air that I threw, I'm walking out. I'm like,
you got it.
You got it. You win. You win. I record me saying it. You win.
Uh-huh. Thank you. Have a good night.
Whatever I was trying to do, I'm not doing it no more.
Here's your tip.
Yeah. You don't even have to serve me. I will pay. How much did my meal cost that you didn't serve me? I will pay for it and I will give you a tip.
Cadillac.
Oh, we're this is kind of a weird segue.
So now I feel like my segues are just like
we're talking about a movie now.
Yes. So, movie, yeah. Cadillac. We recently watched it.
Yes. And just forewarning, spoiler alerts, they're coming. Spoiler, spoiler, spoiler. I hate time travel.
It breaks your brain every
time. I like it, but I hate it at the same time.
So your favorite type of movies are like sci-fi,
right? I love sci-fi. That's why we chose this movie.
Right.
Plus, it had like a resurgence. Yeah, it came out a while back, but it's now streaming. So that's why we watched it, too. It kind of like popped up on all these feeds. And plus, I kept seeing it on like social media. Go watch the movie. Go watch this movie. And I'm like, it sounds kind of cool. But no.
Every time we watch something that has to do with time travel, it's like playing 200 questions, like trying to get you caught up
on
what is happening.
I feel stupid. That's 100%.
But you're not.
No, but I feel stupid. I still feel stupid from that movie, and we watched it like 2 weeks ago.
Well, like I feel like we had this conversation.
Still has to feed me.
Shut up. We had a similar conversation about Terminator, like the new Terminators.
Stop.
And I'm trying to think of what the other ones were, but anything time travel related.
Dark matter.
The brain gets broken. So I'm going to spoil a little bit here. Here we go. When it comes to this movie, right, there's a young girl, let's say it's 2024, and she's 9 years old, and she goes back in time. Well, I can see you calculating. She goes back in time to the 1950s, we'll say. And from 1950 to 2024, she grows up, right? She lives her life. And she has a child in that span of time, we'll say in 1990. So she has a child in 1990. And that child then grows up to be a man. And that man gets with another woman, has another child, and then that another child, the grandchild of the woman who went back in time, is also traveling in time. And becomes the stepsister to the girl who went back in time.
How does he exist, though, when he's the one who brought her back in time?
He exists because she grew up.
But
that doesn't make sense. It does. So she's born in today's day, but she went back in time and lived her life and was able to have a child.
But how was she born in today's day when you just said she went back in time? I don't understand that at all. If she was born today, she couldn't have an adult male kid that brings her back in time.
But she can, because she grew up, had the child in 1990, that child grew up, and
no,
then she went back in time.
She didn't. It's a movie, it's fake, and I hate it now. I really like it, though.
Thinking about it, because she actually didn't, she died a few years before he started time travel.
Yes.
Right? So, thinking about it, I wonder if she actually died when her new self was born.
Well, like, that
couldn't be in the same... twice.
But yeah, but if that was true, then that one, the stepsister, wouldn't be in the same timeline twice, because she saw herself, remember, and she had to hide from herself.
Well, right, she saw herself when she was a baby,
and she saw herself as a teenager, because remember, she walked into the house, said mom, da 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 da.
Right, but that's different from being born in that time. Like,
why? I don't understand.
Regardless, really good movie. It will break your brain.
I did like it. I know I'm kind of trashing it just based on time travel, but it was really good and really well done. The ending wasn't great to me, but it was an ending that was necessary because it completely closed all the loops.
Yep. Lots of closure.
Yes.
It's not one of the ones that you feel walking out like, oh, what happened?
Man, what the heck?
What's this? What's that?
Yeah, it was... The ending was necessary. I won't say it was good, but it was necessary because they...
I think it was good.
They buttoned up everything.
Yeah, makes you mad.
But it makes you mad, but it was good. I liked it. I definitely recommend it if you like sci-fi type movies because it was definitely trippy.
Speaking of sci-fi...
I'm kind of worried.
Elon Musk and...
Oh, hell, he's real.
But everything he does is like science and...
And phi?
Yeah, I guess.
Science and phi!
Him and Elon Musk and...
Vivek Ramaswamy?
Thank you.
I think.
That individual are now heads of the Department of Government Efficiency.
A.K.A. Dodge.
You break my brain every time you say that.
It's 100% on purpose. Elon doesn't do stuff like that on accident.
Like I can't. I don't know why I never realized, never saw that until you said it.
He loves memes. I mean, he's already said he wants Dogecoin to take over the world. And all of his models of Teslas equal sexy. Model S, Model 3. Model X, Model Y.
Not Model T.
Not Model T. I did that earlier. Whew. But he does all this stuff on purpose. If it's something like that public facing, it's not on accident.
I can't believe it when you said that, though. I feel like my brain was blown. Like, I did not put that together. Yeah, T-O-G-E.
He's a big supporter of that shit coin.
Well, I will be curious to see what happens in this next realm, because the Department of Government Efficiency, Dodge, is all about, you know, cutting the fat and slimming down the government. And overall, what Trump said 4 years, well, more than 4 years ago now, when he first got into office, was drain the swamp. So I think with Elon Musk and
Vivek.
Thank you, Vivek. It's going to be a good balance, and hopefully they can actually accomplish something.
They will. I think they will this time. I think Trump, if you listen to him on Joe Rogan earlier, like a couple weeks back, right before the elections, actually, he talked about how he was brand new to all this politics stuff, and he didn't realize how big it was and how corrupt it was, and everybody's out. It's a business, essentially. Everybody's out there and stabbing each other in the back. And he admits, and it's very rare to hear Trump admit wrong. Seriously, like it's rare, but he did. He admitted to picking some shitty people.
Yeah.
And I don't think he's making that mistake this time because he's picking people like Elon. The swamp don't like Elon. They were already talking about dismantling X. Kamala Harris and like her campaign and a bunch of other stuff had a bunch of internal documents that were talking about dismantling Elon Musk's X because they don't like freedom of speech. I don't care what you think. They were trying to suppress speech. 100% trying to.
Everyone can have their own opinions.
I agree.
That's what we're about here at the Unfiltered Union.
But
is having your own opinions, you can say it, and who cares?
See? Hey,
no big deal.
See, but that's exactly why I did not really like that side this time. Because of the fact that they didn't like the opinions that were against theirs. They said it.
I mean, so I think all of this... You know, how things went during the election, how things were going, you know, what's going on right now in the UK, Great Britain, whatever the heck it's called these days, where they are, you know, trying to control speech.
Yes, and it's terrifying.
People in jail over it. And I mean, I get the point and purpose of it, but I think with what they're trying to do with the Department of Government Efficiency.
Yeah, I went off on a little tangent there.
You did. So I'm bringing you back. It's okay. We'll come back. But with Dodge, it's going to be interesting to see if they can actually do what they said they were going to do 4 years ago.
I think
6, 8 years ago.
This time, I don't think Trump is going to pull any punches. He's not worried about getting reelected. He's choosing people that aren't swamp creatures.
Swamp creatures.
Yeah, that's what they are. They didn't like RFK. Mm-hmm. They didn't let him run against Joe Biden in this current administration during the Democratic primary. And then they just picked. So I don't think Trump is choosing like he chose last time.
I can maybe agree with that, but I mean, RFK to me is a huge win.
Oh, yeah. So is Elon.
We'll see.
No, he's going to be good. I like him.
I hope they can do what they say they were going to do 8 years ago. Hope they can do that with the Dodge.
The Dodge.
But with RFK, I feel like we're going to get good outcomes of that.
I really hope so. I think he's definitely vocal and a big proponent of American health.
Yes.
And when what cracked me up the most about all this was when Trump chose him and Trump won, big pharma stocks took a shit.
Uh-huh. Good.
They're scared. Mm-hmm. They should be. They shouldn't have that much pull in politics.
Right.
Like the fact that there's a lobby out there pushing for all this stuff, this chemicals to be put in your body is insane. It's like the food lobby and the pharma lobby are all in cahoots with each other. Let's keep Americans sick by giving them shitty food. Then they go to big pharma and get blood pressure medicine because their blood pressure is through the roof because they eat garbage all the time.
Well, have you seen
it's like a loop?
Have you seen the TikToks where people actually compare Fruit Loops between Canada and the U.S.?
I guarantee you ours are full of straight garbage.
Uh-huh. Not only the ingredients, but just even the looks of them, like putting them side by side. The U.S. one is, you know, real vibrant with all of these beautiful, vivid colors. And then the Canada one is kind of dull looking.
So
but supposedly the Canadian flavor is way better than the American.
Well,
so it's like you make it look pretty, but it tastes like garbage and is garbage for you.
Yeah. Well, even if it didn't taste like garbage, it's like you just because it tastes good doesn't mean it's good for you. And our vibrant colors are due to
dyes.
Chemical dyes that aren't intended to be consumed by us. And the other cool thing that he wants to do is remove fluoride from all the water systems in the U.S.
Did you see Winter Haven, Florida?
Yeah, I did. I told you about that.
Was it you?
Winter Haven said they're actually removing it. I think starting January 1st, they're removing it from all water systems within that area. I love it.
It's like, what, hour and a half away from us?
Yeah,
like,
you're not supposed to ingest fluoride. I'm not a scientist, but fluoride is not for human consumption.
Right.
Like, it's good for your teeth, but brush them with fluoride. It'll seep into it and, you know, harden your teeth and stuff, but you're not supposed to eat it every day. And it's in your water. You use that all the time.
To wash, to cook, to...
Yeah.
All the things, right? So I am really excited. I hope big things happen and change with him in office.
I do too, and I hope he goes after not just the food people, but also Big Pharma for keeping America sick.
Absolutely. I really hope there's big changes.
I think there will be. I'm telling you, it feels different this time. Just because of the people he has chosen, they're clearly outsiders. Mm-hmm. RFK was disenfranchised by his own party.
Which is crazy
because he's...
Who are they going to have next election season?
It's going to be they're going to have to really think and sit back and think about their party.
Yeah, I can't imagine like who they would put up next. Like there's not, in my head, a viable candidate, and everyone that tried this last time before, you know, Biden dropped out and Kamala happened, like, yeah, they rejected. It's like RFK, I think, could actually do some damage.
RFK he would have been a lot of a tougher fight for Trump than Kamala was.
Yeah.
100%. The current administration was not favorable to most of America, clearly, because the popular vote went to Trump.
Right.
And that is rare for Absolutely. The popular vote to go towards a Republican. Rare. But it happened, and that shows a rejection of Democrat policies, and I'm curious to see what they do next time. Will they learn? I don't know. They should. But we'll see.
Sick of feeling like it's Game of Thrones out there in the political world. It's crazy.
Game of Thrones.
Speaking of Netflix,
That's not even the right network.
My segues are off.
Yeah, they are. I'm confused.
Did you see that Jake Paul and Tyson fight?
Oh, my God.
Did you?
I did see the Jake Paul and Tyson scriptedness.
I mean, do you think it was scripted? Let's start there.
Do I think it was? Yes, 1,000%.
I agree. I think that Mike Tyson took a $20 million dive. And I don't blame him.
I don't either.
At all.
If you're going to say, hey, Russ, you have to go stand in a ring with this dude, last as long as you can, we'll give you $20 million at the end, no matter what happens, I'm going to stand in there.
Uh-huh.
But the reason why I think it was scripted, go look up the training videos of Mike Tyson. They posted, you know, promo shots of him and him training. The dude looked phenomenal.
Yes.
For a 58-year-old man. I was like, this dude's going to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And then you see the way he was moving in practice. And then all of a sudden in the fight, you see his typical thing was like to get small and then explode on you.
Mm-hmm.
He would do that. And then he would rear up to do like an uppercut or a right or left hook. And then he would pull it.
Yep.
And then he would immediately bite his glove.
Yep.
I was like, this dude is so angry right now. He wants to kill him, but he knows he won't get paid.
I think it was just his reminder to himself, like, don't do it.
Don't hit him.
You need that $20 million.
You need $20 million. Don't hit him.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like I would have taken the dive too. Do you think it hurts his legacy?
I don't. Would you care?
Should Mike Tyson care or?
I'm saying if you were Mike Tyson, would you care?
Well, it sounds like he needs the money.
He does.
He shouldn't care or probably doesn't care. But at the same time, it's like, does that hurt his legacy? And I honestly don't think it does because everybody knows it was a dive.
Well, it's not just that. It's like 58-year-old man just got paid $20 million for nothing, you know, for
8 rounds.
For 8 rounds. I mean, yeah, he got punched a bunch of times. His face hurt, but. And
right, exactly.
I didn't like it. I thought it was stupid, and the Netflix servers were dumb as hell.
Yeah, streaming quality.
I can't.
Dear God,
if they do that during the Christmas break and when football is on during Christmas Day, when everybody's at home and they're sitting around the TV after opening presents and stuff, there's going to be riots.
Well, see, I think they should have done it like the reverse, right? Because everybody in the world wanted to watch that fight.
Yeah, for sure.
Whereas I feel like football becomes more regional and not everybody in the world is going to watch it. So it would have been more of like a soft launch for what they could
handle.
Exactly. Because now you need to buy more servers in Ashburn, Virginia, which is where all of the servers are in the world.
Yeah. Well, and not just that. It's like your production of the fight was complete horse poop.
God, the production was awful.
It was almost.
You think my segues are bad right now?
It was comically bad. Where are we? We're supposed to be focusing on her, so I can talk about her entrance into the stadium. I was like, what the hell?
Horrible. And then even the commentators, the way they would talk to each other, the one main guy who was, you know, introducing all the fighters, and then I forget what the lady's name is, the actress lady and the other guy that was with her. So it's those three, but
yeah.
The loudmouth white guy, he just kept getting closer and closer, and she was like,
she did not like that dude. And I'm like, you know he's spitting all over
right?
her. She's like, and you know that is just spraying.
Uh-huh. So I mean, like, overall production was horrible. So I hope the NFL takes over production.
Well, that I do think, because the NFL has those, you know, TV and all that stuff in the bag already, they know how to do it. It'll be fine in that aspect. My concern is performance of the servers.
Right.
Buffering.
Well, did you hear that people are actually class action lawsuit?
Yeah, but
against Netflix for over $50 million.
I don't understand what they.
We're all getting a dollar.
What do they expect's going to happen?
How many people do you think subscribe to Netflix?
All of them.
Like, but seriously, like, say it's 1 billion people. What is $50 million going to do?
It's 500 million people.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
You don't get not you're. to me, you're suing them for no reason because you can, first off, you can watch it later. And yeah. I don't think they're promising you anything like performance wise. Like, okay, it crapped out. Watch it tomorrow.
Yep. Well, watch it tomorrow. Let them keep that $50 million and buy more servers.
I don't understand people. I mean, maybe they give everybody an hour extra of Netflix premium.
Yeah, I mean, like an hour. What's an hour though? Like to one them? Show? Like
yeah. Well, seriously,
one movie, one.
They extend your monthly bill for by one day.
There you go.
And then there you go. You got a free day.
It's crazy. But the idea that that arena, that stadium was sold out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, I can see that this is just going to keep going for Jake Paul.
100%. Like, why wouldn't it?
He's the money train right now.
People are hating on the dude, but you
he
have
called out his brother.
You have to admit that he's making a lot of money doing this crap.
Uh-huh.
Even if it's a scripted fake garbage. He's making a lot of money.
He is the money man. That's for sure.
I don't think they've released actual numbers of what he made, but I heard it was a lot.
I'm sure. But he
it
also
was more than Tyson.
Has to pay everybody. So you're saying what he actually took home, though?
Yeah. Way more than Mike Tyson. A lot. But I watched highlights, but the girl fight prior to Mike Tyson, that was the one to watch, really.
Yeah, well, it crapped out on us.
Yeah, but I did watch highlights, and that was a bloodbath. I do think the fighter that didn't win should have won, just like the first fight. I think the Irish girl that won, she shouldn't have won. I think the other one did a lot better, but
I don't know. Didn't see it.
They got to make a story. They got to make you come back for round three.
Meanwhile, you've got Jones out there.
John Jones?
Yeah.
He's kicking people's asses left and right.
Uh-huh, and he's already talking about his next fight, so.
Jake Paul should go fight him.
Ooh, two heavyweights.
Yeah, go fight him. Stop being a bitch and fight somebody who can actually fight.
Uh-huh, who won't take a dive.
Right. Mm. Well, I'm not saying Mike Tyson can't fight, because he clearly can fight.
Yes, but who won't take a dive?
Yeah.
He doesn't need your money, Jake Paul.
Well, I think he should fight McGregor. McGregor's a billionaire now or something like that, so he won't need your money. Although
I don't know. Like, I still feel like McGregor.
He's a shit. Did you hear about all that stuff that just happened to him?
No.
He had to pay up some amount of money for, I can't remember, assault something or other.
Dear God.
Not surprised.
That poor man.
Poor man.
Meaning just like he can't stay out of trouble. Like, it just follows him. I swear to my goodness.
Well, you know, maybe it'll straighten his ass up.
Hopefully.
Because sometimes people need a kick in the ass.
Wake up call.
Wake up call. And maybe he needs that because I think he's got a lot going for him.
The dude,
he sold that liquor brand or whatever. And I can't remember. He's got a record label. I think he signed Exhibit.
Really?
Yeah. He brought him back.
That's awesome.
X to the Z Exhibit. West Coast Customs.
I missed that.
Pimp My Ride.
I missed that so much.
Yeah, me too. He signed him and stuff, but it's like, dude, just fucking relax. Yeah, I think he did a statement like, I made mistakes because he cheated on his wife. Mm. He said, I made mistakes. I cheated on the girl I love the most or whatever. And it's like, dude. What are you doing?
Oh, we talk about it all the time, though. When people get rich, they get bored.
They got to go. You can buy anything you want, but then you start going towards that taboo shit.
Yep.
That's unattainable by money. But it's like morality type shit.
Right.
It's creepy.
Yep. So moral of the story, don't get rich.
Don't get rich.
Or you could take a dive like Tyson.
I would probably do that, though. For real. All right, Jake Paul, I'm calling you out. Come fight me. I'll do it for $10 million.
I'm cold.
Love you.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.